Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. A Yucca Valley man was arrested on Friday for suspicion of shooting at a dog with a pellet gun from a vehicle. At around 1:30 p.m., a concerned citizen called 911 to report that a fleeing dog was being shot at by a suspect in a vehicle driving near the 55,000 block of Navajo Trail in Yucca Valley. Sheriff's deputies identified the suspect as Brian Louis Chandler, a 42-year-old resident of Yucca Valley. Deputies located a long pellet rifle that belongs to Chandler during their investigation. They later located the dog, who appeared to be unharmed. Morongo Basin Animal Control was notified of the incident. Brian Louis Chandler was arrested for investigation of cruelty to animals and booked into the Morongo Basin Jail. Two loose German Shepherds attacked bystanders on Saturday in Joshua Tree, causing local businesses to close their doors for a short time. At around noon, several 911 calls were made regarding the two German Shepherds, who were reported to be running aggressively toward pedestrians. A 37-year-old man from La Jolla was bit on the leg by one of the dogs, who suffered puncture wounds on his leg. Public service announcements were given to local businesses, asking them to keep customers inside while the dogs were on the loose. Sheriff's deputies responded and corralled the dogs before Morongo Basin Animal Control responded and captured them. The owner of the dogs was contacted and assisted animal control, but both dogs were taken for quarantine. No charges have been filed related to this incident as of this morning. There will be no meeting of the 29 Palm City Council tonight. The council will reconvene in 2023. There will be no meeting of the Yucca Valley Planning Commission tonight. The commission will reconvene in 2023. Officials in San Bernardino County are warning residents of a nationwide property scam that is tricking homeowners into assigning a lien on their property in exchange for an upfront cash payment. The program is known as the Homeowner Benefit Program, and Robert Hayden joins us with what you should know about this legal but predatory practice.
A Florida-based real estate company is currently advertising and offering San Bernardino homeowners up to $5,000 in cash in return for the homeowner signing up for what is called a Homeowner Benefit Agreement. The shady agreement gives the company the exclusive right to serve as the listing agent, receiving a 3% commission when the homeowner decides to sell their home. When the agreement is signed, the company files a memorandum lien with the county recorder's office. Here's the catch. The agreement lasts for 40 years and is attached to the property, not the homeowner. When the homeowner dies or gifts the property to somebody else, the heir or the new owner is obligated to the terms of the contract. If the homeowner wishes to cancel the agreement or avoid listing their property with the real estate company, they must pay an early termination fee equal to 3% of their home's current value. The program is presented as a listing agreement, but what it boils down to is a loan with an astronomical interest rate. The county is urging residents to be careful when being approached by companies that offer real estate services and benefits that sound too good to be true. For more information on the Homeowner Benefit Program scam, you can see this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Robert Hayden.
Partners Against Violence, a nonprofit rape crisis agency, is seeking volunteers. Formerly known as Morongo Basin Sexual Assault Services, the agency is seeking volunteers to serve as victim advocates on the 24-hour crisis hotline. They are also seeking office volunteers, development volunteers, and outreach volunteers. No prior experience is necessary, but all volunteers must take a training class to become certified by the state. If you are interested in volunteering, the next certification class will be held on January 9th. For more information on volunteer opportunities, call 909-885-8884 or email volunteer@partnersav.org. If trimming your pet's nails makes you uncomfortable, or you just aren't sure how to do it properly, then your pet will appreciate tomorrow's Nail Trim Clinic at the Animal Action League. Unlike the weekday clinics that offer fixing, vaccines, and microchipping, tomorrow's clinic is strictly limited to perfecting your pet's paws by trimming down those claws. The clinic runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Animal Action League's main office at 62762 29 Palms Highway, right by the dinosaurs. The 2023 Artist Council Exhibition, a juried event with monetary prizes and a sought-after opening reception, is open for submissions. On Friday, January 13th, reporter Hillary Sloan will tell you about the show and how you can submit your work.
The 2023 Prestigious Artist Council Exhibition at the Gallen in Palm Desert will run from February 16th until March 19th. The opening reception is on Friday, February 17th. Artists interested in submitting to the juried show must be an Artist Council member and submit by January 13th. For artists who may have difficulty submitting on their computer, the Artist Council is scheduling 2 in-person help sessions at the Artist Center during the application period. You may bring your laptop, computer, tablet, or phone to this session, along with your artwork images loaded on that device. Paul Messink facilitates the support workshops on Saturday, January 7th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Sunday, January 8th from 2 to 3 p.m. To participate, contact the Artist Council at info@artistcouncil.com. For Z1077, this is Hillary Sloan.
And finally, there are jobs opening up in education in the Morongo Basin. Robert Hayden rejoins us with the story.
The Morongo Unified School District is hiring. The MUSD's current job opportunities include teacher positions in elementary schools and MTSS, art and music, secondary teachers in art, and high school teachers in science and English, as well as administrative staff, custodial, and library positions. The Morongo Unified School District consists of 11 elementary schools, 2 middle schools, and 2 high schools, along with a handful of extended school programs. The positions offer a benefits package, including paid holidays, sick leave, and vacation. Some of the opportunities do include a signing bonus. You can apply online at morongousd.com or see this story on our website for the link. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Robert Hayden.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.